basically a nuclear bomb. Something like, I think it was, what was it, 11 tons on a Moab versus, what is it on, because what's the difference between if you go one step up to nuclear weaponry and the nuclear bomb, something like what was used in Hiroshima or Nagasaki, because some progressives are saying, oh my gosh, Trump is just about dropping nukes, and that's their favorite thing to say, because it's right below nuclear capability. Obviously, Jared, there are some serious big-time differences.
Of course, yeah, huge differences. Not a fair comparison, nuclear weapons versus a conventional bomb like this, and the aftermath and what it takes to restore and reclimate the area where the bomb is dropped. So not a fair comparison at all. But in terms of just blast capability, I know that our nuclear warheads are much more capable than what we dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which, by the way, did absolutely remove the Japanese will to fight, which led to peace, as you know. But the comparison of this is one away from you know, nuclear war, I don't think is a fair one. You know, we've got this weapon system in our arsenal. It's designed to remove the will to fight. And why haven't we used it sooner? That's the question.
Yeah, that is the big question. Well, I mean, 8 years of, you know, that's who we had for 8 previous years. Now we're in the we're not in the practice any longer of paying ransom to, I don't know, the Houthi, paying ransom to al-Nusra, paying ransom to Iran, et cetera, and trying to placate America's enemies here. This, because ISIS seems to be, from what everybody knows of ISIS, they're the most brutal of the terrorist factions. Could something like this, is it possible to break their will? Is it possible to just totally crush their spirit entirely and get them in the same position that Americans have gotten other enemies of our country in before, and make it to where we can get in a good position to end this, to end the long crusade of terror? Is that possible with them? Because it seems as though, you know, all they care about is just, you know, total annihilation of everyone else.
Well, so really, we're fighting an ideology, and ideologies are very, very difficult to destroy. And the comparison that I use with an idea is that of a starfish. You can pull a starfish up, and you can cut the legs off, throw it back in the ocean, and it's every leg that you cut off, it's going to regenerate into its own starfish. So with ideas, it's very challenging. And, you know, again, if you want to remove the ISIS, the terrorist capability from Afghanistan, by the way, in Afghanistan, it is the one place in the world where wars just go on forever. It is endless. Nobody has ever won a war in Afghanistan, and the country, the government of Afghanistan, can't even control its own people. So there's something to be looked at in the history there. But can we crush this idea? It's going to be challenging. It's going to require commitment. Killing ideas is very tough. Mm-hmm. But step one, you got to go in there and you got to be forceful and remove the will to fight. And step two, you got to nation build, and you have to provide these people that don't necessarily want to contribute to terrorism. It's just the only option that they have, or the best option that they have. So you got to go in there and crush their offensive capabilities, crush their will to fight.
It's time for a regional radio sports presentation.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one's hit hard, and it's going to stay in fair territory, and it's going to hop over the third baseman. One run's going to come in to score. Here's the second run, and Park Hill Central takes the lead.
We step into the circle for high school softball. Come on!
Swung on as she drives it to deep left center field, and that is track walk on back-to-back tracks for West County. 6-0 Bulldog lead.
And a big swing down into right field. This one's carrying. It blows over past the right fielder. One run comes in to score. Two runs come in to score.
Swung on, and that's hammered to deep left field, and this looks like a no-doubter. See you later. Goodbye.
One is hit on the line. One run is going to score. Here comes that runner from second. Play at the plate will be cut off.
Now we go behind the backstop to our regional radio sports.
Softball on deck for us today. A big time showdown in the MAAA as the West County Bulldogs host the Bismarck Indians, and the winner slides into the top spot of the conference. West County comes in with an 8-1 overall record, unscathed in conference play at 5-0, and for Bismarck, a 5-0 overall record, a 3-0 conference record. So both teams unscathed through MAAA conference play to this point in the season. That will most certainly change today. The question we have to answer is who comes out on top and takes that top spot in the conference standings. I'll have the call for the game today. I'm Greg Armbruster, sports director at KTJJ and KREI. Mike's side with Kevin Hughes, and we had an opportunity to catch up with the two head coaches, and we will get to that before we get too far down the line in our pregame show. So when we come back on the AM 800 KREI pregame ahead of our softball showdown in the MAAA, we'll hear from the two head coaches, Josh Haggerty for Bismarck and C.J. Wright for the West County Bulldogs. Coming up next, Kevin Hughes talks with the head coach of the Bismarck Lady Indians, Coach Josh Haggerty. That's coming your way in 2 minutes on KREI.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are spring cleaning. Right now, everything, I mean absolutely everything in stock from the warehouse to the showroom floor is 15% off the already marked down price. Also, get 24 months financing with 0% interest.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
And now from RE/MAX Best Choice, Bethany Blessing.
I have a beautiful ranch home waiting for the perfect family. It's very peaceful, tree-lined property situated on the Terre Bleue Creek that flows into the Big River. It's surrounded by bluffs and wonderful sights of nature. It's all brick and stone, 10-year-old home. It's nestled on 5.46 acres at 1008 Combs Lane in Bon Terre. The kitchen is a dream. It has 42-inch cabinets, stainless steel appliances, and beautiful views out the windows. The home has 5 bedrooms and 4 baths, offering a wonderful floor plan. There's gleaming hardwood floors throughout. There's a huge mechanic's dream that's a 40 by 48 metal shop building. You can reach me at 314-580-9900 or at bestchoicehomes.com/bblessing.
Choose RE/MAX Best Choice. Outstanding agents. Outstanding results.
314-580-9900.
You don't have to suffer from a hard-to-heal wound. There is help right here at the Wound Care Center at Parkland Health Center in Farmington. We offer specialized treatment for chronic or non-healing wounds. Parkland's team of wound care professionals have nearly 50 years of combined experience in wound care. Our wound care team trains frequently to keep up to date with the most recent developments so that our patients receive the most advanced treatments possible. And for those really, really hard to heal wounds, we offer hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Give us a call and let our experienced team get started on your personalized wound care now. Start healing today. Call 573-760-8396 or visit parklandhealthcenter.org/wound for more information about our wound care center. Parkland Health Center, part of BJC Healthcare.
MAAA Conference Softball this afternoon on AM 800 KREI as the Bismarck Indians travel to take on the West County Bulldogs. Joining us on the pregame show, the head coach of West County, C.J. Wright. Coach, we know about the pedigree that your team has built over the past couple of seasons. No team is the same from year to year. What is it about this year's team that has you sitting currently at the top of the MAAA?
You know, that's what's, you're right, that's what's so special about high school softball, you know, or baseball, you know, high school sports in general. You know, you always get a turnover. There's a turnover every year. Every team's got a different look, whether it's just a couple girls or maybe like my team this year, I got 6 different girls in the lineup. So, you know, it's just work hard every day, try to get better, and set goals at the beginning of the season. And this team right here, this game right here, is one of our goals. We want to come out, compete really hard against Bismarck every year. It's kind of a big rivalry in spring softball, and we look forward to it every year.
Have you guys talked much about the impact this could have on winning a conference, or has it just been go out and play?
No, we just go out and play. You know, we try not to talk about and dwell on things too much. It's just day to day, every day. Haven't talked about this game at all. Haven't even thought about this game at all until yesterday at practice. Talked about it, just kind of come up with a game plan. I don't feel like I, sh- I want to stress too much how important it is. It seems like that kind of plays on girls' nerves a little bit. So just let them relax. It's just another game to us, and hopefully that works out for us.
I know you had mentioned keeping it more of a low-scoring affair. The team you had last year could put up the runs, could keep it a low-scoring game. What is the makeup of this group?
Yeah, you know, last year we had some senior leadership and some big bats in the lineup. And unfortunately, you know, they graduated, they move on. That's the nature of high school softball. This year we get in some young girls that's a little different style of ball. You know, they're not the power bats that my girls that graduated last year, but they're great role players. They're great attributes to the team. And, you know, they bring probably more to the defense area than offensive area. So my goal this year with Ricky Lynn in the circle or Ivy, either one that I run out there, is keep the score down, play good defense, and try to score more than four runs.
Coach, it seems like your team's pretty relaxed, pretty loose today. So best of luck out
there.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Once again, the head coach of the West County softball team, Coach C.J. Wright. We'll hear from the Bismarck side coming up on our pregame show on KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are spring cleaning. Right now, everything, I mean absolutely everything in stock from the warehouse to the showroom floor is 15% off the already marked down price. Also, get 24 months financing with 0% interest.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Back on the KREI pregame show, we're now joined by Bismarck head coach Josh Haggerty. Coach, conference game today, a lot on the line. Can you just talk about just this matchup with West County?
This matchup has been, there's a lot of history behind the matchup between us and and West County. You know, when we started this small school conference almost 10 years ago, you know, it started with just the four of us, you know, with Arcata Valley and Kingston, West County, Bismarck. And it seems like it's always been a good match anytime these two teams get together. I'm not going to lie, there, of course, there's always been some kind of a rivalry there between the two schools. You know, it's no surprise, but, you know, we always look forward to getting together and playing these games. This is going to be the first of usually three or four times that we'll see each other throughout this season. So, you know, this game, you know, we're going to learn a lot after this game.
Yeah, when you talk to the other side, they said this is a possible conference championship matchup, a possible district championship matchup. How do you see this?
I absolutely agree 100%. You know, you look past 4 years, this has been the conference matchup. This has been the district matchup, just like you said. So, you know, this is the first of many. So, like I said, we're just going to learn something from this game. We're ready to beat them. We've come close in the past, but we're really looking forward to it.
So there is familiarity with the team. What do you see in West County, especially when they're going to probably put out either Ricky Lynn Wright or Minor Shagan in the circle?
Right. We, you know, if there's two teams know more about each other than us, then I would be surprised. You know, like I said, we've seen each other play so many times. You know, we're always watching out, kind of hearing through the grapevine what each other's doing. So, you know, we're very familiar with Ricky Lynn. She does a great job. Minor Shagan, I don't think we've actually seen pitch to us, but we've seen against other teams. So we're very familiar with their team.
Will this be the toughest matchup you all have had this year?
This year, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And finally, Coach, what do you think are the keys to victory tonight?
Today, you know, Our pitcher, Alyssa Sagel, she's going to do a good job. Of course, they will hit. So our key is to make the plays. If we can make the defensive plays and then get runners on, then I think that that's really what we're trying to accomplish here today.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Sago, rolling her out there today. How do you feel about her coming into today?
She's ready to go. District championship last year, she came out and was sick as a dog. And I know she's been ready for about a year now to ready to come back over here and pitch against them, feeling 100%, and I believe she is.
That's Biz Marquette coach Josh Haggerty. First pitch coming up next. Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, you've heard the weather news. Our radio station wants to make sure you're always in the know. So just in case the power goes out, and it might, hit up Google Play Store right now. Download the Next Radio app to your phone and stay tuned to this station right on your phone. The Next Radio app saves 75% of your phone's battery life and uses minuscule amounts of data compared to streaming. So charge up the family cell phones, like now. Keep tuned to our station on the Next Radio app, and please, stay safe.
And welcome back behind the backstop, just a few steps away from West County High School in Frank Lake, getting set for MAAA softball on AM 800 KREI. And the winner will take the top spot in the conference standings at the MAAA between West County and Bismarck. And West County, we are just moments away from getting this contest started, so we'll run through some of the starting lineups. We'll start with the visitors for Bismarck. We'll see them first, and leading off for Bismarck today will be the catcher. Batting first, Bailey Barton. In the two spot, playing center field for Bismarck is Madeline Walmack. In the three spot and pitching today for Bismarck, it's the ace. She'll be at Mineral Area College next season. That's Alyssa Sago. In the cleanup spot, playing shortstop for Bismarck, it is Madison Dugall. At first base, batting in the five spot for Bismarck is Briley Henson. 6-7-8 goes Brooke Fitzwater in right field. Third baseman Kendra Cooper in the seventh spot. Peyton Cole playing second base, batting in the eighth spot. And rounding out the lineup is the left fielder for Bismarck, Josie Campbell. For the West County Lady Bulldogs, Ricky Lynn Wright will lead off. She'll pitch today. And catching, batting second is Haley Watson. In the three spot, the shortstop, Erica Barton, with an astounding 690 batting average so far this season. Batting cleanup for West County, number 22, the second baseman, Ivy Minershagen. 5-6-7 goes Tristan Martin in right field. Mackenzie Simile, the center fielder, Allie Drennan, will bat seven and play first base. 8-9, Whitney D, the third baseman, Chloe Young, and Katie Byers, the flex and the defensive player there as well. So Bismarck and West County set to square off for Bismarck. Five games under their belts this season as they battle through Mother Nature. And for Kevin and I, we've been battling just the same, but we are ready to rock and roll as the first pitch coming down the pipe and a called strike as we get things started out of the hands of Ricky Lynn Wright. She steps in for the second pitch of the afternoon, square in the middle of the circle. And that one just outside, one ball, one strike. So the right-hand, or the left-handed hitter. And another one comes outside, runs the count to 2-1. Right, ready to go again, facing Bailey Barton. And that's three straight out of the zone, all outside so far, 3-1. We'll see what Ricky Lynn has here. She's ready to go, steps in. And called strike. And it was just about the same location as the previous pitch, just tightening up just ever so slightly. Runs it full. Here's the 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike number three after falling behind 3-1. Wright battles back for the strikeout of the leadoff hitter, Bailey Barton. And that will bring up Madeline Walmack, the center fielder for Bismarck.
That was a key out, Greg. Barton, her on-base percentage on the season was over 1,000 coming into the game. So that's going to be key, getting those early outs within the lineup.
First pitch to Madeline Walmack, and Wright working away from hitters so far. That one outside, and now 1-0. And here comes that 1-0 pitch. Outside off of the glove of the catcher and skips to the backstop. Watson just getting a piece of it.
Walmack not usually in the two-hole. Haggerty moved her up today because they want to get runners on. I feel like that's one of the keys, is just getting base runners on base.
And now she'll head down to first as this one catches her on the back leg. She's a right-handed hitter standing in, lifted the front leg, tried to shovel the back foot out of the way, and unable to do so. So the hit-by-pitch has a runner on for Bismarck. That will bring up Alyssa Sago. 17 of 18 on the season, batting 900. That's real. She's the first one go out of the zone, 1-0. Right, looks towards the dugout. And now she's ready to bring it to the plate. This one upstairs, ball number two. A 2-0 count with a runner on. Standing at first base, Madeline Walmack after the hit by pitch. Wright brings the 2-0 in. Cut on and back into the cage. As Sago tried to put a ride into that one, just a little bit under. Wright looking for a new softball. She'll get it and steps back into the circle. Sago calls time. Checks the count. Confirms it is 2-1. One on, one out. Pitch on the way. Downstairs. Just about to skip in the dirt before Watson able to get a glove under it. And that runs it to 3-1 with one out in the top of the first. Wright brings it to the plate. Jumping back out of the way is Sago. And she'll clear out. That is ball number four. So now 2-1, one out. As now Walmack slides up to second. Sago at first, and stepping in is the cleanup hitter, Madison Dugall, with one down in the inning. Ricky Lynn Wright ready to go. Brings it in. Down and in for ball. Wright's location hasn't been the best. She's usually pretty precision, pretty on point. This one sent into center field. Hops once and gets by the center fielder. Walmack rounds third. She's headed to the plate. One run will score. Now turning third and coming in is Sago, scoring from first base. And it's an early 2-0 lead for the Bismarck Lady Indians off of the bat of Madison Dugall. Sent that one into center field. And two runs coming in. Clears the bases on the RBI double. Now we'll have a meeting of the minds at the mound, as Coach C.J. Wright heads out there to talk to the battery mates, Wright and Watson. There's Josh Haggerty going to have a couple of words with his five-hitter, Briley Henson, with a runner on second and one down. And things starting well for the Bismarck Lady Indians.
That's about as good of a start for Bismarck as they could probably hope for.
Absolutely. I mean, she got a good ride into that one. Then in center field, it gets by the center fielder Simile and allows the second run to come in.
It looked like it took an awkward hop, just bounced right under her glove, and that allowed the runners to get on home and her a standing double.
I see some dandelions out in center as Henson steps back in and swinging a miss at that first pitch. Runner on second is Dugall. Pitch on the way. And this one right down Broadway. Pitcher's count in favor of Wright, 0-2. It's on the way. Swing and a miss. And she sits down, Henson. The second strikeout of the inning.
She went fastball, fastball, and then got her on the changeup.
And now with two down in the inning, two runs already across, it will bring Brooke Fitzwater, the right fielder for Bismarck, to the plate. Lefty righty. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Watson looking to throw down to second. Nobody covering. They're all well aware of that. She was halfway there. An 0-1 count. Pitch on the way. And a called strike on the outside corner. Ricky Lynn Wright taking a little bit off of that one, pulling the string. She's at 0-2 again. Two strikeouts in the inning so far. Here's the 0-2 upstairs. And a good job by Fitzwater to lay off of that one and watch her first ball of the at-bat come through. She's behind 1-2 as Wright shifts just a little bit towards the third base side, brings one downstairs and skips through the dirt, evens it up at two balls, two strikes against Fitzwater. MAAA softball today on KREI comes your way courtesy of Brad Wooten, Auto Body and Ironton, and Fleeg's Equipment of St. Genevieve. And here is the third strike and a swing and a miss from Brooke Fitzwater. So three strikeouts in the inning for Ricky Lynn Wright, but not before two runs come across on a Madison Dugall RBI double and a ball misplayed in center field as the Lady Indians up 2-0. And we'll head to the bottom of the first up next, and we'll see West County for the first time today. Ricky Lynn Wright, Haley Watson, Erica Barton up next on KREI.
Ford has the highest owner loyalty of any auto brand. And here at Reuther Ford, we make it our priority to give you the sweetest deal ever on your new Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, we have the biggest rebates of 2017 on Ford's hottest selling lineup. Get up to a $4,000 rebate on new 2017 Ford Fusions and $3,500 on new Focuses and Mustangs. And up to $4,000 in discounts on new 2017 Fiestas. And speaking of big rebates, the Expeditions have up to $7,500 in rebates. And if you're in the market for a new 2017 F-150, at Reuther Ford, we can put you behind the wheel with 0% interest for up to 66 months. And speaking of financing, no one does it better than Ford and Reuther Ford. If you've had any credit problems whatsoever, Ford can still put you in a new car, truck, or SUV. See me and any of our sales experts for complete details. So for the sweetest deal anywhere, see Reuther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Back in a 2-0 ball game as we head into the bottom of the first inning. And trying to lay down a bunt is Ricky Lynn Wright, the leadoff hitter for the West County Bulldogs, who trail it 2-0. An RBI double in the top of the first by Madison DeGaul has Bismarck up 2-0. And Ricky Lynn Wright, the pitcher for West County, hoping to start things off pretty well in the bottom of this inning and erase those two runs that she allowed. Alyssa Sago on the mound, the righty-righty matchup, pitch on the way, the bunt laid down, back to the pitcher, PFP over to first in time. And Sago, good job to field her position and anticipate that. Wright had attempted to do that on the first pitch. It rolled foul behind her. Sago ready on that second one. An easy put away. That will bring up Haley Watson, the catcher. Pitch on the way. She'll see the first one come right down the middle for a called strike as Sago gets at 0-1. She's ready to go. Winds up, brings it in, and this one cut on foul down the third base side. A bare hand catch from C.J. Wright out of the dugout. Runs the count to 0-2. Alyssa Sago pitching for Bismarck. Facing the catcher for West County, Watson, the pitch on the way. Upstairs, chin music. She bends back out of the way. One ball, two strikes. After that one comes up and in. Sago gives a nod, ready to go. Brings it in once again, high and tight. And now two balls, two strikes. Just trying to jam Watson up a little bit. She doesn't bite. Sago, long look into Barton. Winds up. And strike three, looking. Put the backwards K up, boys and girls. Sago looks like she is on top of her game so far today. She is taking no time, locked in and ready to go. She is facing the three-hitter, Erica Barton. A pitch on the way. Barton watches the breaking ball come through for a called strike, and 0-1 is the count. Barton batting 690. On the season. Sago shakes one off, then nods. This one's cut on right through on the first base side. Seeing eye single as Erica Barton standing at first base. The first base run of the afternoon for the West County Lady Bulldogs. That will bring Ivy Meinerzagen to the plate. She's second baseman for West County, batting 462. And coming into the cleanup role. See what she can do here. She looks to her wrist. Gets the sign from Coach Wright and is ready to go. Erica Barton on first. Meinerzagen at the plate. Sago delivers and called strike. Trying to take second on the way there cleanly. Looks like she's going to get there no problem at all. As Barton snags second. Looks like they lost her a little bit. Now with a runner in scoring position. Two down in the inning. The 0-1 count on Meinerzagen. Sago brings it to the plate. Swung on back to the screen. Meinerzagen was trying to get rid of that softball. MAAA softball brought to you by Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve and Perryville, along with New Era Bank in Farmington. And currently an 0-2 count on the cleanup hitter. Meinerzagen with a runner at second base. Pitch on the way. And a swing and a miss. Called strike. Easy money there for Alyssa Sago dealing in that half of the first. No runs come across. One runner stranded, one hit allowed. We'll go to the top of the second with a 2-0 score in favor of Bismarck. We'll see 7-8-9 come up next for the Indians and Kendra Cooper, Peyton Cole, and Josie Campbell. That's coming your way on AM 800 KREI.
Friday will be a good one on the KREI Morning Show. Hi, Louie is on the radio for Supertalk AM 800. Going to start your day right after Missouri Network News at 5:55 and ABC News at 6 o'clock with a good weekend forecast. Chad will have news and sports at 8:20. We go to Jefferson City to visit with State Senator Gary Romine. After that, you'll hear from the St. Francis County Commissioners. It's live, it's local, it's 6 to 9 Friday on the Morning Show here on the Talk of the Parkland Supertalk Radio, AM 800 KREI.
In the books, it's a 2-0 lead in favor of the Bismarck Lady Indians as they put up two in the top half of the first inning on a Madison DeGaulle RBI double. And now into the bottom of the second as Kendra Cooper leads off this inning, a called strike out of the hands of Ricky Lynn Wright to get things started. Wright threw quite a few pitches in that first inning, didn't have the location there. Here she comes with the 0-1. This one's cut on down to the third base side. Fielded cleanly, the play over to first in time, and a wonderful play by the third baseman, D. Took a high hop, all dirt infields. Everything's coming through with a whole lot of speed behind it. Mark it down in your book as a 5-3. The next pitch from Wright comes down at the toes of Peyton Cole, the second baseman. And a 1-0 count with one down in the inning. 2-0 Bismarck so far. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on back to the screen. The riser is tailing away from the bat of Peyton Cole. That's got some nasty late break on it. Whew. She would certainly buckle my knees with something like that. Guaranteed. The 1-1 pitch from Wright. Oh, a good ride into this one, into right center field. This one's going to one-hop, two-hop the wall, rounding first and headed for second base. She'll get in cleanly, and a one-out double from the eight-hitter, Peyton Cole, for Bismarck, and that puts another runner on for the Indians. Only one base hit in that first inning for Bismarck, and it was the RBI double, but that was preceded by a walk and a hit by pitch. Well, just the second base hit for Bismarck. And brings Josie Campbell up to the plate. The left fielder swings and misses at the first pitch she'll see. Right. Looks at her wrist. Gets it going. Throws one down in the dirt. This one skipped a few feet in front of the plate. And now Wright looks back over the dugout. Ricky Lynn ready to go. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on second. Pitch on the way. Inside off of the hip of the nine-hitter, Campbell, and she'll head down to first. Now runners on first and second.
That's the second hit batter of the night. I got a feeling Ricky Lynch is not on her A-game right now tonight. She might be a little rattled after giving up those two runs early.
Definitely, as she did not have the location early on, giving up those two runs. We'll see what she can do. She is in a tough spot here. Defense playing straight up all around. A good gap right up the middle in the infield. A swing and a miss from a leadoff hitter, Bailey Barton. Barton struck out her first time up. And here she is with an 0-1 coming her way. Called strike on the outside corner. It seems like when Wright gets herself in trouble, that's when she becomes more precise.
Yeah, that ball had a really late break on it and just caught the outside corner.
Runs it to 0-2. Here's the pitch. Upstairs looking for the batter Barton to go fishing. Didn't on that one. Strikeout would be huge for Wright. Runners on first and second. A 1-2 on the way. This one's fouled off to the left side and out of play towards the concession stand over our left shoulder. We're directly behind home plate today. The count now 2-2. Wright brings it in. This one well off the mark, down and in on the backside of the left-handed batter's box or the right-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch upstairs, and that will run it full. A 3-2 count, one down in the inning, runners on first and second, Cole and Campbell, respectively. Here's the full count pitch downstairs, and that walks them full as this one will get away, and nobody's in too much of a hurry. The only open spot anybody could go would be home. Not a lot of room behind the catcher to the backstop here at West County Softball Field. Bases now full.
You got to thank for Coach Haggerty. This is exactly the perfect scenario for him. You got three runners on. You got your two-hole hitter, Madeline Womack, who he put here specifically for that reason in case this scenario popped up. So if Bismarck can convert here, Greg, it's Coach Haggerty's going to be one happy coach.
And I imagine with ducks on the pond everywhere, the Bismarck team is well aware of that situation as well. So we'll see what Womack can do. The base is full and one out. A 2-0 lead already for Bismarck. Pitch on the way. Outside, called strike on the high outside corner. Out of the hands of Ricky Lynn Wright. Had a little bit extra on that one. Womack falls behind 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike number two. And quickly getting ahead is Ricky Lynn Wright. She's got three strikeouts already. The base is full behind her. The pitch on the way. Outside down for ball one. One ball, two strikes, one down in the inning. The bases are full for Madeline Womack. Wright trying to get out of the jam as West County already trailing 2-0. Here's the 1-2 upstairs. At eye level as it comes through. Two balls, two strikes. Definitely a battle taking place between Wright and Womack. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner for Ricky Lynn Wright for out number two. But what that does, gets her a little closer to safety. It also brings up Alyssa Sago. With the bases full. Here's the pitch. Called strike. On the first pitch to Sago, so Wright is staying aggressive despite the tough situation. Bases loaded, 0-1 pitch to Sago. Watches strike number two come down the alleyway. And Ricky Lynn Wright is a strike away from getting out of this jam. Sago a swing away from blowing it open. Wright looks to the dugout, looks to the player card on her wrist, and literally says, "What?" Now we're ready to go. Everything's squared away. Here's the 0-2. Sago gets a piece of it, fouls it right off of the catcher, and back to the screen. Stays alive. Bases are full. Bismarck already with a 2-0 lead. Sago can extend it. Here's the pitch. Sends it over to the left side, and it's through. It gets under the glove of the shortstop. One run will score as Cole touches home plate. Campbell on her way, and the throw in is high. That will allow Sago to head to second. The runner going down to third, and this one's thrown into left field. Now on her way home, it's Bailey Barton, and another run will score as Sago makes her way to third. Three runs come across, and a little bit of miscues allow Alyssa Sago to get all the way down to third, and the bases are cleared by Sago. She did get a little help from the infield. And Ricky Lynn Wright was one strike away from getting out of a tough spot. Alyssa Sago went down off of her shoe tops and sent one to left center.
She'll be credited with a single, but and a couple of throwing errors. But still, I mean, that's exactly what Bismarck was hoping for. You get a lot of runners on base. You get the heat of your lineup, the heart of your lineup in there, and you produce.
Had the gall now into the box. And what a play over on the right side. She just golfed one straight up in the air. It had a whole lot of English and was tailing into the Bismarck dugout down the first base side and somehow tracking it down. Drennan, with full extension, snow cones it. But not before three runs touch the plate for Bismarck. They're up 5-0. We'll go into the bottom of the second and see if West County can respond. Coming up, we'll see Tristan Martin, Mackenzie Simile, and Allie Drennan. That's next on AM 800 KREI.
Savings for your Easter family gatherings from your local Country Mart and Town and Country supermarkets. USDA quality whole bag Boston Butts 2-pack, $1.18 a pound. Best Choice Grade A large dozen eggs, only 79 cents each. And Mississippi No. 2 sweet potatoes are 3 for $1. Wow. All these great specials and more from your friends at your local Country Mart and Town and Country supermarkets located in Bon Terre, Park Hills, and Farmington.
5-0. Bismarck on top after 1.5. Coming into the bottom of the second, West County has some work to do as they trail this one. Coming up, we'll see 5, 6, and 7 for West County. Tristan Martin, in the five spot, batting 500 on the season. Then we'll see Mackenzie Simile and Allie Drennan. If anybody gets on, we'll bring up Whitney D. Alyssa Sago back into the circle for Bismarck. He allowed one hit in the first, had two strikeouts. And she was on point so far. She's been locked in the circle at the plate. We'll see if that continues. Martin steps in, then steps quickly back out. Looks like the outfield shading her just a little bit to the left is now the sun coming into play for the outfielders as the first pitch from Sago way upstairs for the ball. Martin steps out, steps back in. She's ready for the 1-0. Sago nods and brings it in. Swing and a miss. Evens it up at 1-1. Martin stepping back out. As Sago, she was in a rhythm early on. Martin just trying to keep her out of it. Steps back out, back in. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss once again. 1-2 is the count. And Martin steps back out, looks over to C.J. Wright down the third base dugout. She'll step back into the box. Sago on the first base side of the circle, and she winds up, brings it in. This one's cut on, sent down, foul, out of play on the right side. One ball, two strike. We'll stay there. Sago is motioning to the catcher, Barton, slide out to the opposite side, and the pitch comes through, sent into center field, and the catch is dropped in center by Walmack. Rounding first and headed into second cleanly, no problem at all, as Martin makes her way to second. That ball was in and out of the glove of Walmack, and it has a runner in scoring position for West County and no outs. Exactly what they need to start the rally. See Mackenzie Simile step in. Pitch on the way. She lays down the bunt. It hits off of her leg on the bounce. And she is out. The ump was quick to get that one. He shut that down really quickly, but correct call. She laid down the bunt. It hopped right in front. And a lot of backspin on that one. It came right back to her. She tried to run through. And one down in the inning. Runner on second. Here's the pitch. Inside, off the plate for a ball to Allie Drennan, the first baseman for West County. Had a wonderful catch to end the inning in the top half. The 1-0 popped right in front of home plate, and Sago tracks it down for the second out of the inning. And she had barely enough time to get under that one. It only went about 10 feet in the air. Nonetheless, out number two. Here is the pitch, chopped right into the dirt by Whitney D. And she falls behind 0-1. 5-0 in favor of Bismarck so far in this contest. In the bottom of the second with two out, West County trying to put together a rally with a runner on second. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Up and away to Whitney D. Runs the count to one ball, one strike. Our game today being brought to you by Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale, along with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. D steps back into the box, a 5-0 lead. The 1-1 pitch on the way. This one sent down to the first base side and not fielded cleanly, but plenty of time to recover as Henson scoops it back up. And that will end the inning. No runs come across. One runner left on base. Bismarck with a 5-0 lead as we go into the top of the third. And when we come back, it'll be Briley Henson, Brooke Fitzwater, Kendra Cooper. That's coming up next on KREI.
Friday will be a good one on the KREI Morning Show. Hi, Louie is on the radio for Supertalk AM 800. Going to start your day right after Missouri Network News at 5:55 and ABC News at 6 o'clock with a good weekend forecast. Chad will have news and sports at 8:20. We go to Jefferson City to visit with State Senator Gary Romine. After that, you'll hear from the St. Francis County Commissioners. It's live. It's local. It's 6 to 9 Friday on the Morning Show here on the Talk of the Parkland Supertalk Radio, AM 800 KREI.
5-0 is the score in favor of the visitors. Bismarck leading West County. And a little bit of defensive miscues helped break this game open in the second inning. It was a two-run first for Bismarck and a three-run second as what should have been a single from Alyssa Sago, and an RBI single, was followed by back-to-back errors by West County and allowed the bases to be cleared. And that's where we stand, 5-0. The pitch on the way, and up and away to Briley Henson for ball one. Henson struck out her first time, watches the second pitch skip off of the glove of the catcher. She had to jump just to get a piece of it. That one sailed out of the hands of Wright. 2-0 count, no outs, top of the third. Pitch on the way, inside, and barely misses Henson as it makes its way to the backstop. Now five or six pitches now making their way to the backstop from Wright. She's been all over the place. Here's the 3-0 downstairs. And that is ball number four. Four straight out of the zone sends Briley Henson down to first base. And that will bring up Brooke Fitzwater, who struck out her first time up. Wright looks in. She's ready to go. Here it comes. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 with one runner down at first base and Briley Henson. Fitzwater awaits the pitch. It's on the way and a called strike once again. She thought about reaching out for the bunt, pulled back, and that one going right through the top part of the zone. Decent gap in left center. The 0-2 is on the way. Just outside of the zone. Downstairs. Had to hold my breath to wait for the ump on that one. One ball, two strikes as Fitzwater steps back in. Righty-lefty matchup. Runner on first. No out. Pitch on the way. And called strike three. Put up another K for Ricky Lynn Wright. This one goes up backwards on Fitzwater for the first down of the inning. We'll bring up Kendra Cooper, grounded out her first time up. She steps in with one out in the inning, and her team up 5-0. Briley Henson at first, right, ready to go, brings it in. This one softly, right back past right, up through the middle. Did she tag? No. And the play over to first, not in time either, and it's thrown away. She'll have to run back as she went to turn to second. But safe all around. And now C.J. Wright headed out to the mound. And I am wondering if we aren't going to see a little bit of a change here, as he is coming out leisurely to the infield umpire. As that ball wasn't hit very hard. It was hit just straight on the ground. It didn't have a hop or anything to it. Went right up the middle, past Wright. Fielded by the second baseman. She went for the tag of Henson, missed it, tried to throw to first. By then, had to force the throw over to the backstop and runners on first and second with one out. And it looks like we are definitely going to see a change of some sort. We'll just have to see what that change is going to be as C.J. Wright, Josh Haggerty, and a couple of blue shirts stand just outside the circle.
I really think Wright just went out there to argue the call. I mean, Minor Shagan over at second base looks pretty confident she got the tag down.
He might be right. It was a pretty leisurely argument, if I must say so myself. And now Coach Haggerty with the rebuttal, if you will. And now closing arguments. The verdict?
She's out.
She's out. So now that will change things just a little bit. Runner at second, Henson, was tagged cleanly. She is out. That is out number two. Runner on first stays there. And now a pitch from right on the way in the dirt off the foot of the catcher. She can't find it. It did not stick to her chest protector, but it did get away from her and allows the runner to get down to second base in Peyton Cole. Or Kendra Cooper, beg your pardon. Peyton Cole at the plate. With a runner on second, a 1-0 pitch on the way. This one's popped down the first base side. Camping out under it and making the play is Drennan for the third out of the inning. So for the first time in the contest so far, Bismarck does not score a run in their half of the inning. So no runs come across in the third for Bismarck, but they still have a 5-0 lead over West County. We'll go 9-1 and 2 for the Bulldogs when we come back on AM 800 KREI.
You can lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox for only $95 a month. That's right, $95 a month, only at Safe Auto GM Country. Or how about a new 2017 GMC Terrain for just $99 a month, or a 2017 Chevy Cruze for $119 a month. These Safe Auto deals are based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile lease with approved credit. And if you're interested in buying a new 2017 GMC Sierra, get 16% off right now. That's over a $10,000 savings. Family-owned, customer-friendly, everyone leaves happy at Safe Auto GM Country. I-55 at the Herculaneum Exit.
We come into the bottom of the third on AM 800 KREI Farmington as Bismarck leads West County 5-0. The Bulldogs trying to respond, and a swing and a miss from Chloe Young as Sago blows one by. Alyssa has been locked in so far today, and she brings the 0-1 in. This is cut on back to the screen. And 0-2 is the count against Chloe Young. Young steps in. Sago gives a nod, winds up, brings it in. Oh, just upstairs. It runs it to 1-2. The 1-2 on the way. Strike number three is swing and a miss from Chloe Young, and the third strikeout of the afternoon for Alyssa Sago, and he races the leadoff hitter in the inning. We'll go back to the top of the order with Ricky Lynn Wright trying to bunt her way on to lead this game off. It was a PFP. The pitch inside, and Ricky Lynn Wright has to jump and slide her feet just to miss the softball coming through.
It was that or a kneecap.
That it was. Sago ready for the 1-0. It's on the way, upstairs and away. Ball number two to Ricky Lynn Wright. The 2-0, here it comes. Called strike right down the middle. Pushes it to 2-1. Pitcher versus pitcher. The 2-1 pitch. Wright went down, checked up, and runs it to 3-1. Sago hasn't been behind in a count too often today. She shakes off the first, nods at the second. The 3-1 pitch fouled back out of play. And over towards the brand-new baseball field for West County. Full count. 3-2 on the way. Swung on right back up through the middle. She saw that one all the way in and sends it into center field. And Ricky Lynn Wright on with a single. She saw that one cleanly. She got all of that thing.
Oh, she wanted it. You could even hear her grunt a little bit when she hit it. She wanted that ball and more.
Now with a runner on, we'll go to the two spot in the lineup for West County. Haley Watson, the catcher, struck out looking her first time up. Now she'll step in with Ricky Lynn Wright on first base and one down in the inning. She'll lay down and show the bunt. Pulls back Ricky Lynn Wright on the run. She'll slide into second base safely. That definitely looked like it was a hit-and-run plan. Ricky Lynn Wright fast enough to get down to second, no problem. A 1-0 count with a runner now in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Chopped down the right side. Will it hop in front of the right fielder? Yes, it will. Ricky Lynn Wright rounding first. Here's the throw at the plate. Not in time as Wright slides in safely and puts West County on the board. Bismarck still on top, 5-1, but West County starting to rally. Now with a runner on second is Watson. In a 5-1 game.
And that run was able to get in because of the stolen base, because of the aggressive base running, which Coach Wright said was one of their keys coming into the game, was they needed to be aggressive on the bases.
Here is a pitch called strike on the outside corner to Erica Barton. Barton singled her first time up, a 690 batting average. And she has a runner in scoring position, one out in the inning. Sago delivers the 0-1. Downstairs, going down to Golfin into center field. It chops right in front of the grass and rounding third, headed for home. Here's the throw. It's in time, and they've got her trapped right there. And there it is, the tag applied. And now walking Barton back to second is the catcher, Barton. Well, the throw coming in to cut down the runner, the would-be second run, chopped down at the plate.
That was a great throw from Womack out in center field. I mean, that was a one-hopper from center field right to the catcher.
Wonderful throw for the second out of the inning. Makes things a lot easier for the pitcher, Alyssa Sago. Runner on second is Barton. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. It gets away from the catcher, and Barton will take third. She'll have a big turn around third and then takes a leisurely stroll back to the bag. The count is 0-1 on Miners Hagen. Here's the pitch. Inside, called strike. Just caught the black. Pushes it to 0-2. One run already across in the inning. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the backstop. I'm sure you could probably hear that. Stays at 0-2. One run already across. Runner at third. Two out, 0-2 pitch on the way. This one sent into center field. The center fielder tracking. Can she get there? She'll make the play in center field to save the run. And we'll stay at 5-1. West County does get on the board. One run comes across in the inning. But Bismarck on top. 5-1 after three. We'll go into the top of inning number four. It'll go 9-1-2 for Bismarck. That's next on KREI.
Doctors David Kapp, Victoria Damba, and Jonathan Bird talk about the benefits of hospice.
I like to express to patients that hospice is a wonderful service that you need to take advantage of. I encourage all my patients to at least look into it, listen to it, be informed about it, because there is a lot of misconception too on what hospice is and what that means.
Hospice doesn't mean that you're going to die tomorrow. If you decide to go on hospice and you decide that I don't want to be going back to the hospital, you can change your mind and go off hospice.
I closely work with Serenity Hospice Care, and therefore I get to see the care, the compassion, and the teamwork with which Serenity works that I've not seen elsewhere. And if I am ever in such a state that I need to consider hospice, I would request Serenity.
Serenity Hospice Care. Life is beautiful in all stages.
Into the top of inning number four, 5-1 in favor of the visitors, the Bismarck Indians. The first pitch of the inning, a called strike on the inside part of the plate. To Josie Campbell, the nine hitter for Bismarck, playing left field today. Here's the 0-1 from right. Campbell gets a piece of it, fouls it off to the right side. And no, they give her the base. They say it caught a little piece of her. Well, that will send a runner down to first. The leadoff is on. And that will send us to the top of the order. Bailey Barton, lefty-righty matchup. The pitch on the way outside, down for ball one. Wright trying to get Barton to chase a little bit. She's stayed off. Still step back in for the 1-0. It's on the way. Up and away from the left-handed hitter for ball number two. Two balls, no strikes, no outs, one on. Pitch on the way, swings through it. For strike one, two balls, one strike to Barton. A strikeout and a walk so far for her today. The runner on first is Campbell. Here's the 2-1. Downstairs, 3-1. And a good situation for Bailey Barton and Bismarck as she is the natural leadoff hitter. The 3-1 on the way. And a call to strike on the upper part of the plate, just catching the outside corner. Runs it full, 3-2. Nobody down in the inning, and a runner on first for Bismarck. Wright looks in, nods, the 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Ricky Lynn Wright. The second strikeout by Bailey Barton. And the sixth overall for Ricky Lynn Wright. One down in the inning. C.J. Wright, the West County coach, hollers out double play. Here's the pitch. Down and away from the two-hitter, Madeline Womack. And pushes the count to 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. And when she goes after that rise and puts a little bit extra into it, nobody's got it yet.
That ball almost looked like it fell off the shelf. It just had dropped right when it got to the catcher's mitt.
Here's a pitch down out of the zone. Two balls, one strike. Campbell with her heels on the first base bag. Looks in. Wright ready to bring in the 2-1 downstairs for ball three. So another 3-1 count for Ricky Lynn Wright in this inning. She's able to get out of the first. The 3-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss off of the catcher's foot, but right back to Wright. And full once again. One out in this half of the inning. The 3-2. Takes a little bit off of it. It was downstairs. And Wright thought it was going to be a swing and a miss and an out. And now they appeal down to the infield umpire. He says safe. Now runners on first and second.
One of the common changes in our eyes as we age, floaters and flashes. While quite common, these two can be signs of retinal detachment.
First and second, 5-1, Bismarck out front, one down in the inning, and Sago at the plate. Here's the pitch. She chops one right back to the pitcher, right. She'll throw over to first, and this one gets to the backstop. She threw it off to the right side, and the runners will advance to second and third. The throw coming into the plate, turning, and she is out. Campbell tried to get to home plate, thought about it a little bit late, and that will end the inning. West County, the defense has been erratic through the first three. They have settled down. They get out of this one 5-1. Bismarck still out front. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth up next on KREI.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Into the bottom of the fourth, 5-1. Bismarck, the visitors, on top of West County. It's two in the first, three in the second for Bismarck. West County able to respond just moments ago. We'll see what West County can do. They struggled at the plate and in the field through the first two innings, and they seem like themselves since. Tristan Martin, Mackenzie Simile, Allie Drennan due up in the inning. Sago still on the mound for Bismarck. She rocks and delivers. Swung and out of play. On the right side. Puts it at 0-1 to the leadoff batter in the inning. It's Tristan Martin. Sago shakes off the first, nods at the second. Here it comes, called strike. 0-2. Martin steps out. Takes her time and gets back into the box. The righty-righty matchup. Martin facing an 0-2. Here's the pitch. This one is hit high down the left field line, but it's going to have room for the left fielder. Can she get to it? No, she couldn't see it. Lost it in the sun. Rounding first and headed to second in no problem. Tristan Martin gets down to second. I was trying to track that down was Campbell in left, unable to do so.
was there, had space, and lost it in the sun. The sun is definitely a problem for center field at the start of a 4 o'clock game and for left field about midway through. Runner on second, no outs. Here's the pitch, a bunt laid down. Scooped by Sago, throw down to first in time. The runner will advance down to third, so some small ball there for West County as a runner standing at third. And just one down in this inning. We'll bring to the plate Allie Drennan, grounded back to the pitcher, her first time up. With one out in the inning, she's trying to chip away at this Bismarck lead. They're up 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. One down. The pitch on the way. Called strike on the first pitch to Allie Drennan. Martin stands at third. One out. 0-1 count on Drennan. Sago brings it to the plate. This one sent into right field. It's a high fly ball. The right fielder makes the play. Here's the throw coming in. It's going to be a close play, but not in time. Safe at the plate is Tristan Martin on the sack fly from Allie Drennan. That pushes the score to 5-2. West County trailing by 3. They've trailed by as much as 5. 2 outs in the inning, bases empty. And Whitney D at the plate. Sago takes a little bit off of that one, pulled the string, but down out of the zone for ball 1. Sago shakes off the first, nods. Here's the 1-0 pitch inside off the mark. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 down in the inning. And the 8 hitter, Whitney D, 2-0 on the way. Fouls one out of play out of the right side, up and over the screen. 2 balls, 1 strike. D steps out, then back in. Sago shakes off the first, nods at the second, brings it in, and chopped down and into the batter's box, back to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. See if she shakes off the first sign again here. She'll step towards the first base side of the circle. Rocks and fires. Called strike 3. Look it. Sago. Another strikeout. Put this one up backwards. And that will do it for the fourth. One run does come across for West County. They trim down the deficit to 3 runs. Bismarck on top, 5-2, as we will head down to the right end of the table when we come back on AM 800 KREI. Kevin Hughes takes the driver's seat coming up next.
Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We know you're thinking about summertime and opening up your pool. At Home Pools and Spas, we can help. All this week, get all Pool Life and Baquasil chemical products for 20% off. It's the perfect way to start off pool season with discounts on chemicals. We will be happy to open your pool for you and service it all year if you like. Find us on the Outer Service Road south of the Ludington exit or call 431-7727. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI. I'm Kevin Hughes taking over for Greg Armbruster. We're at West County Softball Field, home of the Lady Bulldogs. And right now the visitors, Bismarck, they lead 5-2 heading into the top of the fifth. Leading off this inning, we'll start with Madison Dugall, followed by Hinson and Fitzwater. As Dugall steps into the mound, facing Ricky Lynn Wright. Here comes the first pitch. Batted down to third base, picked up by D, fired across, perfect, a 5-3. And that will be the first out of the inning for Ricky Lynn Wright and the West County Lady Bulldogs. Stepping in now will be number 12, Briley Hinson. She struck out in the first inning, walked in the third. Here comes the first pitch. Low one outside, gets past the catcher. And she picks it up, throws it back to the pitcher. Hinson digs her feels in the divot inside the right-handed batter's batter box. Ricky Lynn White winds, fires low outside. Count 2-0. Right. Winds, fires, blasts it into right field. The right fielder runs right under it, and she makes the grab. That is Martin. So two up, two down so far in the top of the fifth inning. Bismarck leads 5-2.
And this is more of the feeling of the game that we kind of anticipated. We expected it to kind of be, you're going to have to manufacture runs. But the miscues early on by West County kind of helped Bismarck get into a little bit of a flow. And we'll see if the tables have turned.
Here comes the first pitch, low and outside.
I picked my feet up when that one came through. It looked like it could have possibly hit our feet if there wasn't a 12-inch brick wall in front of me.
I feel like jumping in front of you and protecting you. Protecting my boss, yeah. I'll take the hit for you, don't worry.
Take a bullet for me.
So 1-0 with Brooke Fitzwater in the box. Strike called on the outside corner. Count 1-1. Fitzwater struck out twice. One swinging, what's looking on the day.
Strike zone today a little bit chubby.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch, high, but Fitzwater took a big cut at it. We're now 1-2.
So much movement when she rears back for a couple extra.
That rise ball, it's got to be the hardest ball to hit in softball. Here comes the pitch, and a change up, and Fitzwater swings and misses. Strike three, three up, three down for West County. The first time that's happened this game. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back for the bottom of the fifth on AM 800 KREI.
Talk about a no-brainer? It's our no-brainer Art Catch sales event at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. We have rebates and financing you've been looking for, so your decision is a real no-brainer. Hi, this is Mater. Right now, you get 0% for 60 months or rebates up to $4,500 on our remaining lineup of 2015 and 16 Art Cats. But our supply is very limited, so you must act fast to get these remaining models at 0% for 5 full years or rebates up to $4,500. Check out an Arctic Cat Wildcat Sport Limited, or how about an Arctic Cat XC450 or even a 500 model, all with big rebates, a great Serdike deal, and all with 0% financing. And if you want both low financing and a big rebate on your new Arctic Cat, we can get you financed for as low as 3.9% and add a rebate up to $4,500. Now that is a no-brainer. What are you waiting for? Get your brand and gear and head to Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail, next to the Harley store on Highway 67, south of Festus. Like us on Facebook and go to tserdikestt.com for all the details.
Back to action in the bottom of the fifth. West County hosting Bismarck. Bismarck leads 5-2. We rejoin the count. The first pitch was a foul ball, and then Chloe Young is in the mound. And then the second pitch from Sago swung on and missed, so now the count is 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Sago, outside and high, count 1-2. Sago so far has been locked in today. A lot of heat, a lot of movement on her balls. She's a location pitcher, so that's key for her today. And a foul ball on the 1-2 pitch, count remains 1-2. As it hits the backstop, Sago gets a new ball, walks to the back of the circle, gets the pitch from her coach, steps into the mound. Winds, fires, and swing on and a miss. Strikeout for Alyssa Sago. And the first out of the inning is recorded. Her fifth strikeout of the game, and that will bring up the top of the order for West County. Here's pitcher Ricky Lynn Wright as she steps in. Here comes the first pitch, fouled high and back towards the baseball field. Count 0-1.
And something positive must have happened for West County baseball's both games taking place. A large roar.
And this ball lifted into shallow left field. Second baseman runs back, and Cole able to run back and grab it. She had to get back into the grass, but a great play to be able to backtrack and record the out. So a strikeout followed by a pop-up. And there are two outs, and here comes the number two hole, Haley Watson. She has a strikeout and recorded a single, an RBI single in the third inning. First pitch, right down the gutter. Count 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Sago winds, fires, and that hit skips in the dirt. Count 1-1. Here comes the pitch, inside corner. Watson almost had to jump out of the way there for a second. She got a little nervous. I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to take a ball into the ribs either. Here comes the pitch. Sega winds, fires, fouled off. Count 2-2. Alyssa Sago looking for her first win over North County in her Bismarck softball career. Here comes the pitch. Low outside. Count 2-2. Count 3-2. Excuse me. Sago signed with Mineral Area College next year. A future Lady Cardinal. Here comes the full count. Pitch. Inside corner. And a little bit inside. That was close. And Watson will get a walk and a runner on base. And that will bring up the three-hole, Erica Barton. Barton, two singles so far in the game, including a stolen base. Looking to drive home a run and cut into the Bismarck lead. Here comes the first pitch. Wines fires, fouled off. Count 0-1. It's starting to look like West County's starting to get the bat around, starting to make contact, looking for something good to happen. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Sago. Wines, fires, and a little bit high, count 1-1. Bismarck defense on their heels as West County is extremely aggressive on the bases, and they love to play small ball and make things happen. Here comes the pitch. Fouled just over the backstop, just past the bleachers. Count 1-2. Barton gets her signal. Drags the bat across the plate. Kicks the dirt up. Sinks into the front of the batter box. Here comes the pitch outside. Count now 2-2. Barton has had the number of Sago all day. So here comes the pitch from Sago. Wines, fires. Barton reaches out across the plate, knocks it up, and it's just over the dugout. Count 2-2. Sago gets a new ball. Walks back into the circle. Barton taking a couple of practice cuts and doing her Nomar impersonation. Fixing her gloves, getting all set, ready to go. Kind of has an open stance, that front foot back a little bit. Here comes the pitch. And Barton smokes it up the middle, line drive, and it gets by the center fielder. Luckily, there was good defense for Bismarck. And she will get a double, a standing double, and that will move Watson over to third base. So a double for Erica Barton. Puts runners on second and third. And that will bring up Ivy Minershagen. Minershagen 0-for-2 on the day. A strikeout and a flyout to center field. First pitch hit right back up the middle. And one run will come in. And here comes Barton. And she will make it home. Minershagen moves up to second. And a 2-RBI single for Ivy Minershagen. And now the lead down to one. It's 5-4, Bismarck.
And it seems like the tables are starting to turn just a little bit. Early on, West County's defense helping out the opposition. Now the script is officially flipped.
All runs scored with two outs. This ball lifted high into right field, and it is grabbed by Martin, and that will end the inning, but not before West County is able to put two runs across the plate and cut the lead to one as we head to the top of the sixth on AM 800 KREI.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Scott Plummer of Plumber's Ace Hardware. This spring, when you have work to be done outside, we will probably have what you need. Our competitors, the Goliath Big Boxes, have a lot of product, but they also have long lines and very little customer help. At Plumber's Ace Hardware, our staff has great product knowledge and are eager to assist. We are conveniently located in downtown Farmington, and we are open 7 days a week. Plumber's Ace Hardware, home of the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI MAAA softball. Currently going on, West Bismarck leading West County 5-4, but West County able to score two runs in the top of the fifth, in the bottom of the fifth, excuse me, and now the lead is 2-1. Bismarck jumped out early to 5-4. But, Greg, it seems like this is a game kind of, even though there's no halves in baseball, it's like you look at the score sheet, and the first half of the game, Bismarck's the one making offense happen. But then Ricky Lynn Wright starting to dial in. And for West County, they were having troubles with Alyssa Sago, and Alyssa Sago now is getting a little lit up. So it's crazy. West County has seized the momentum here.
Yeah, I think you kind of alluded to it earlier. The early deficit for West County kind of had Wright off her game.
And the first pitch from Ricky Lynn Wright, high, count 0-1 for Kendra Cooper, 7-8-9 up for the Lady Indians. Cooper so far on the day, 0-1 with the ground out. Reached on base on a fielder's choice early in the game. The 0-1 pitch fouled off back towards the baseball field. Count 1-1.
And you know something that I liked that I saw Bismarck start to do in about the fourth inning was step out. They were stepping out of the box. They were just letting Sago stay into that rhythm, and she was just in a motion and was operating like a machine.
The 1-1 pitch low and outside. Count 2-1.
Now you're starting to see a little bit of that from Bismarck. Step out. Don't let the pitcher get into a rhythm, because when you're facing the ace on either side, I mean, you know they're legit.
And this ball hit to shortstop and got by the shortstop. And she will round first. That is a single for Cooper. That ball just outside the reach of Barton. She would have had to lay out fully with a dive to be able to get that and probably wouldn't have recorded the out either way.
And hit off a ridge of dirt. If you were to round second with a head of steam, you kind of cut a groove into the dirt. It hit off of that groove and just hopped right over the glove of the shortstop.
So Bismarck looking to pad their lead. It was 5. It's now down 2-1, and this brings up Peyton Cole in the box. Takes the first pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Cole had an RBI or had a double earlier in the game and scored a run. She is 1-for-1 on the day.
This game will go a long way in deciding the conference.
Cole hit the inside corner of the bat. Pack popped up over to Barton, and she secures the out.
Barton didn't have to try very hard to get to that one. She had to take about a quarter step to her left.
Yeah, that ball kind of jammed the inside bat of Cole, and that led to the first out of the inning with a runner on first. That will bring up the nine-hole Josie Campbell. She's been hit by a pitch twice today, so she might need an ice bath after the game. And this first pitch fouled off down the first base line. But it looks like it hit her, so she will make it down to first. Her third time to be hit by a pitch today, Greg.
The only person I can say that's happened to is Stephen Piscotty. We got hit on the base pass. I mean, this has all happened in at-bats, but what?
Man, you got to feel for someone like that. I'm sure she's okay with it now, but she may feel it a little later. So a runner on first and second. That brings up the top of the order, Bailey Barton, and she takes the first pitch outside. Count 1-0. The 1-0 pitch from right. Wines fires high. Count 2-0. Coming into the game, Barton had an on-base percentage of over 1,000. So with a runner on first and second, Bismarck has West County right where they want them. The 2-0 pitch from right. Wines fires outside corner. Count 3-0. I imagine she will not be swinging here. So it'll be up to Ricky Lynn to throw it across the plate and throw a strike. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside. Four straight pitches, four walks, and now the bases are juiced. And that will bring up Madeline Womack.
And what happened last time in this situation? A ball just hit into the outfield, and West County's defense threw it all over the place, allowing the bases to clear. That defense doesn't even seem like it's the same team anymore.
Yeah, so the bases are loaded for Bismarck. Ricky Lynn faced this exact same scenario earlier. There's one out, and she was able to get out of the jam. We'll see if she'll be able to do it here.
So the left fielder shifting in towards left center.
So here comes Womack for the first pitch, and it is a strike right down the middle.
Got to stay aggressive in this situation if you're Ricky Lynn Wright. You've got out of one, and you've had one fall apart. This is huge.
The last thing they want to do is walk in a run. The 0-1 pitch low and inside. That will be a ball. Count 1-1.
Coach Wright said just throw hard.
And here comes the 1-1 pitch from Ricky Lynn Wright. She winds, fires,
And it's fouled off. Back to the backstop. Count 1-2.
That one was in on the hands big time. She's definitely reaching back for a couple extra miles per hour. And when she looked at Coach Wright, I mean, that was really his sole advice. Throw hard.
And this is why Ricky Lynn Wright gets the start as a leader on this team, to come up big in big situations. Here comes the pitch, high and outside, count 2-2.
And a large portion of this West County team has been in big situations. They played in a couple of Final Fours, but this situation right now has a whole lot of pressure behind it.
Bismarck does not want to leave runners stranded here. This ball lifted over to the first base side, and it's right in the dugout, right on the doorstep. That would have been a miraculous play if she was able to grab it. And she was close.
It was very close. She made a similar play on that the first base foul territory early on in this game. That one tapering right into the dugout.
So the count remains 2-2, one out. Bases loaded in the top of the six. Madeline Womack in the box. Here comes the pitch from Wright. High, and it got by the catcher, but the runners are going to stay.
Oh, what a recovery from the catcher. Holy cow, Watson. This one got right back to the backstop. She was on it in a hurry and quickly flipping it to Wright. If anybody tried to take home, they were done for.
Let's give her credit, because if you blinked, you did not see her get back there, but it was also a nice bounce. It went right to her. So,
and the carom definitely helped.
Yeah. So here we are, a full count, bases loaded, one out, top of the sixth, Bismarck with a one-run lead. Here comes the pitch from Wright. Wines fires low and outside, and a run will be walked in. And that's the last thing you want to see from West County.
She showed a little bit of body language, showed a little bit of that she was defeated on that one. I think, the way that things have gone for, the frustrations will mount with a lack of location. She's usually very precise. And the downside even further is Alyssa Sago comes up now.
And here comes Sago. She walked in the first inning and an RBI single in the second. First pitch high. And she flew out in the fourth inning. So Sago has been dialed in. But here's the killer for West County, Greg, is the bases are loaded. And they were hit by pitch, a walk, and a walk. This ball lifted high, shallow, shortstop, and it is grabbed by Barton, so that will make the second out of the inning.
Big time out to get Sago to pop out. The infield fly there. Nobody can advance. Everything stays where it's at. And Ricky Lynn Wright that much closer from getting out of the jam.
The only problem, though, is here comes the cleanup hitter, Madison Dugall. So as soon as you think someone's out, Bismarck loads up. Here comes the first pitch inside, batted down to third base. Instead of touching her back, she throws it across, and she gets the out. So a 5-3. Ends the inning, and it keeps West County alive and gets him out of a bases-loaded jam with one out. Ricky Lynn Wright comes back and grabs two outs. So the Bismarck gets one across the plate, 6-4, and we'll be back on AM 800 KREI.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Welcome back to MAAA softball action on AM 800 KREI. Kevin Q sitting next to Greg Armbruster, and we are in the bottom of the sixth at West County. Bismarck leads West County 6-4. West County just got out of the bases loaded jam with one out. Only one run came across during the bases loaded. Many would consider that a victory.
Absolutely.
It wasn't perfect, but it could have been a lot worse. So now Alyssa Sago is in the mound, and that will bring up Mackenzie Simile up to bat. She got called out for an interference when the ball hit at her on a bunt, and she had a sack bunt earlier in the game. The first pitch from Sago. Wines fires inside corner, fastball for a strike. Count 0-1.
So the inside strike zone has been there all afternoon, and she's been working it every time.
This ball fouled off down to the first base side dugout.
Went right back inside again, so that was inside. See if she'll mix it up here.
Nansego. She really has two pitches that she really relies on, the fastball and her eyes. But she can throw a screw and a change, and this might be a good time to do it, but she might just try to jam her on the inside corner again. Here comes the pitch outside and fouled off.
And there she's mixing the location a little bit.
Similarly able to get the end of the barrel of the bat on the ball, knocks it right back into the backstop.
Hasn't brought the cheese yet in this at bat. See if she'll pull that out of her back pocket.
Well, she is all about location, so we'll see where she picks and chooses. Here comes the pitch, high, fouled back into the backstop.
She got what she wanted on that one. She did a little Tiger Woods fist pump on the back end of it.
Came with that rise ball, and you saw Simile. Her eyes must have got big. She wanted that one. So the count 0-2. Sago winds, fires, and outside. Did she go? She did. Strikeout for Alyssa Sago. And that is one out recorded.
You know, Kevin, you had mentioned something there, and a very good point. She's more about location than she is about really throwing fire down through the middle or anything like that. But, man, she has been precision all day.
Yeah, where Ricky Lynn Wright may come at you with speed, Sago wants to come at you with location. She wants to try to jam you. First pitch, 0-1. That was a strike. Here comes the 0-1. Wines fires. This ball lifted into left field, and it will fall, and it'll get to the wall for Drennan. And she will get to second, a standing double for Allie Drennan.
That was off of her front foot. She had to reach out full extension off of the front foot and sent that one a two-hopper to the wall. Holy cow.
Yeah, that was not her strongest hit from just sheer of what she's able to do, and she still hit it to the wall. So you can only imagine if she was on her back leg when she hit that, that ball would have been in a state over by now. First pitch for Whitney D is low and outside, ball one.
This is a team that over the past couple of years, a whole lot of power in lineup, more of a finesse and fundamental group this year for West County.
Here comes the 0-1, high and outside for the 1-0. Now the count is 2-0. Whitney D had a ground out in the second, and she struck out looking in the fourth. So looking for some production here.
Shaking off everything.
Here comes the 2-0. Ump gives the timeout call. Umpire's talking to Sago, but I'm not quite sure what's...
He was trying to just keep her from, in a sense, having a balk, starting the motion to come to the plate early.
All right, so we're back on the way. Here comes the pitch from Sago, the 2-0, low and outside, count 3-0.
I guess a better way to explain that, she stutter-stepped a little bit.
And a legal pitch would not be good right now. So a 3-0 count, no swing coming, and the ball right down the middle for a strike from Alyssa Sago to Whitney D. So the count 3-1 with a runner on second and one out. Bismarck leads by 2-6-4. Here comes the 3-1. Inside, chopped right down. A little blooper over to the first base line. It rolls to the fence almost. That ball had some serious English on it, and that will push Drennan over to third with a single from Whitney D.
I don't think Henson expected it to carry back as far as it did. She was already in position to reach up and make the catch and realized she was going to have to turn and try to over the shoulder it. It caught just the heel of her glove, trying to turn a little bit too far inside to make the play.
And we're going to have, I think, a pinch hitter coming up for Chloe Young. It will be Katie Byers, number 16. Oh, no. For some reason, they were checking her number, but I was confused. So here comes Katie Byers up, and she swings on her first pitch.
Byers into the game as the flex in the lineup.
So a runner on third and first. And here comes the pitch. High, doesn't swing, and they're going to give up second base to D. So now runners on second and third.
That was pretty comical. I'm not going to lie to you. She didn't even want to steal. It was supposed to be hit and run. She realized she was dead to rights and kind of walked to second base.
Well, they knew they weren't going to throw down. Here comes the pitch from Sago. The 1-1 low. Count 2-1.
Tying run at the plate.
Well, the tying run's on second. The leading run at the plate. Here comes the pitch. High. Count 3-1.
Oh, beg your pardon. Sega was boxing out second base.
So now the count, 3-1. Here comes the pitch from Sago. She winds, fires right down the middle. Swing on and a miss from Byers. So now a full count. Runners on second and third with one out. An out would be huge for Bismarck. Putting the ball in play would get West County one step closer. And a beautiful pitch right on the inside corner. And Byers goes down looking. So now two outs on the inning. And that will bring up the top of the order. And here comes Ricky Lynn Wright.
If she is in a have-to-throw-a-strike situation, she's throwing a strike. You can bank on it.
So this will be big for Wright. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on a miss right to the second baseman, and it bounces off her glove, gets under her. One run will come in. Here comes the second run. What will happen? And she slides under the tag, and Wright's running over to third, and she will stand up at third, and we are tied.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Ricky Lynn Wright coming up huge in the sixth inning.
If this team over the years has been anything, they've been clutch. Whether it's Ricky Lynn Wright, Mackenzie Caroline, take your pick. This team, there is no lead against them that is safe. And we had Mackenzie Caroline as our color commentator during the postseason last year. And she said the phrase they always use, two-out rally. Well, here it is.
And that was great hustle by Whitney D from second base, able to get all the way home. Here is Haley Watson. First pitch is called for a strike.
Well, this just got serious.
Things change on a dime. That's the beautiful part about the sport. Here comes the second pitch, lifted into shallow left field. And Dugall is able to get under it, make the out, and end the inning. But not before Ricky Lynn Wright steps up to the plate and knocks an RBI, and another run comes in. And we are tied heading into the seventh inning on AM 800 KREI.
Your source for all your local news, weather, sports, and information. We are the voice of Missouri's Parkland, AM 800, KREI, Farmington, Fredericktown, Irondale.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, and he's hopping all over MyMoInfo.com. Go to our website and start looking. When you find him, click on the icon, and you can register to win an Easter basket full of goodies, courtesy of Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre, New Heights Church in Farmington, and Trattoria Giuseppe Italian Restaurant in Otto. Go to MyMoInfo.com right now and start searching for the Easter Bunny. You're registered to win. We'll draw from all registrants on April 14th and give one lucky person the Easter basket full of goodies.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies.
It's led 5-0, and West County has fought back, and we are tied at 6-6 heading into the top of the seventh.
And as you know, our 5K a day giveaway is underway for regional radio. Would you like $1,000?
I would.
You would?
I would.
All right. Well, we'll have to tell you about our keyword right after Kevin introduces our leadoff hitter in this inning.
And that will be Madison Dugall. She is had a 2 RBI double in the first, so she is 1-4-3. As she steps, walks across and getting ready to get in the batter's box as West County meets in the circle, high fives each other, runs back to their positions, and you can feel the tension in the air as it builds. An amazing comeback by West County, and now Bismarck has to fight off adversity and fight back. And here comes the first pitch from Ricky Lynn Wright, and is a swung on and a strike from Madison Dugall. Dugall steps into the box, plants her feet, digs them in, bat in the air. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside, gets by the catcher to the backstop. Count 1-1. So here comes the pitch from Wright. She winds, fires. That ball's high, swung on late, and hits on top of the first base dugout.
I don't know how she, one, got a piece of that, two, got as much as she did. That was eye level. She has to lock her knees just to get high enough to have a flat swing, but still somehow did.
And it was a late swing, so the count now 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Wright. Low, hopper to the plate, count now 2-2. This will be 4, 5, and 6 up for the Lady Indians. The pitch from Wright. about chest high and called a ball. Count now 3-2, a full count. Excuse me, I had him wrong. This is actually Briley Hinton in the box. And she hits it over to third. It's picked up, thrown across, a low catch, but a great dig by the first baseman, Drennan. And that is a 5-3 to start off the seventh inning for West County.
Now the first batter for Bismarck down in the top half of the seventh. The pressure is going to start to mount as they make their way through the order here. The way things are trending, momentum leans to West County.
So steps in Brooke Fitzwater, the right fielder. She is 0 for 3 on the day with 3 strikeouts. And here comes the first pitch from Ricky Lynn, and that will be outside.
She got a little Serena grunt now that we're into the seventh inning, getting those pitches across.
Fitzwater looking to get some offensive production for her team as she steps in, a left-hander. Here comes the pitch from right. Wines fires outside corner, count now 2-0. She's trying to paint the outside corner against the left-hander. So far, she's been unable to locate it.
In between pitches, let me tell folks that if you would like to win $1,000, text the keyword FRAME, F-R-A-M-E, to 77000, FRAME to 7700. You could win $1,000.
Not too shabby. And that ball swung on and missed on the 2-0 pitch. So an account now 2-1 for Brooke Fitzwater. The lefty takes a couple of practice cuts. Steps in, digs her feet in.
Defense way in.
Wright gets a signal, winds, fires, outside corner, swung on and missed. Count now 2-2.
West County's infield defense is playing way in, not letting anything slap down the far side.
Wright decided she's going to paint that outside corner, and she's going to continue to do it. This ball right down the middle, swung on and missed. And then it's the fourth strikeout on the day for Brooke Fitzwater in the second out this inning for Bismarck. So that will bring in Kendra Cooper. She had a single in the sixth inning, scored a run, reached on a fielder's choice in the third. 1-for-1 on the day. This ball hit right up the middle, dive by Ricky Lynn right in the circle, throws over to first, and a great play by Ricky Lynn Wright. Three up, three down for the Lady Bulldogs. And we're going to head to the bottom of the seventh where they have a chance to win it on AM 800 KREI.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Hi, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. We know you're thinking about summertime and opening up your pool. At Home Pools and Spas, we can help. Now through this Saturday, be sure to stop by and get Pool Life and Baquacil chemical products for 20% off. Plus, we have brand new Americana rafts, pool toys, and accessories. And you gotta check out the Octo Chair. It's the perfect way to start off pool season. Find us on the Outer Service Road in Ludington. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas in Ludington.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldogs Field at West County for some MAAA softball action on AM 800 KREI. We are tied at 6 apiece heading to the bottom of the 7th. And West County will have a chance to win it here. We'll lead things off with Erica Barton. And now she's the three-hole hitter, and they'll be followed by Minor Shagan and Martin. Here comes the first pitch from Barton. Sega winds, fires low, and that will be ball one. Barton, 3-for-3 on the day. 2 singles, a double in the sixth inning, and a run scored. So this will be a big out if Sago can get it, but she throws the 1-0 pitch low, and that count will now be 2-0. Barton has been patient at the plate all day, and if she can get a hold of it, she will drive the ball. That ball inside corner, painted beautifully for a strike, count now 2-1. The 2-1 from Sago, winds, fires, this ball roped up, line drive, out to right field. It's cut off by the right fielder, Fitzwater. And that will be a single for Erica Barton, her fourth hit of the game.
And for Fitzwater, good job just to keep your composure and keep that in front of you. We've seen a lot of balls on the ground squeak through the infield and outfield. Good job just to keep that to a single.
Absolutely. Cut it off great. Barton looked like she might run for second, and then decided not to because Fitzwater was able to cut off the ball. So there's a meeting over by the on-deck circle between C.J. Wright, head coach of West County, and Ivy Meinerschagen. Here comes the cleanup hitter, Meinerschagen. Steps into the box with her fist in the air. And here comes the first pitch from Seiko. She shows bunt, pulls it back, and they are just going to let Barton have the base. Her second stolen base of the game.
And if you're Seiko, you've been in this situation many, many times. You've not been able to overcome West County yet. So you know the pressure is starting to mount. So we'll start to see if her body language changes.
I am surprised they're just giving up free bases like that. Meinerschagen tries to lay down the bunt, and it fouls backwards. Count now 1-1.
A lot of faith.
Given these bases, though, is playing right into the hands of West County, which is what they want to do, which is what Coach Wright said, is they want to be aggressive on the bases. They've struggled all year with all the weather and the rainouts and stuff. They haven't got to play as much as they have wanted. But he said the one thing they've improved on the most in the last few games, in the last five games where they're 4-1, is base running. Meinerschagen shows the bunt again. It hits her foot inside the batter's box.
That was a matter of the width of the softball for being an out or a dead ball.
Well, if you can look, and it's hard to see, but yeah, there are divots where people have just been digging in the right-handed batter's box.
It is about 5-6 inches deeper there now.
Yeah, so you... I'm surprised when they're stepping in there, some of them, it's got to be a little awkward. Bismarck's trying to argue that if it hit her, she should be out, but she was still in the batter's box, which I think was the difference between the first one.
I agree. Yeah, the first one was
she was out of the batter box. Yeah, she was running down to first, almost like she was trying to slap it.
Right.
With a little bunt, and it hit her outside. But this time she was in the batter's box. I mean, she hadn't even moved when the ball hit her foot.
And now Sago campaigning a little bit. The umps break apart. Now we'll see what the final ruling here is. I'm talking with Coach Josh Haggerty. And Haggerty, his body language might have answered our question there. He just says, forget about it.
He tried.
Flicks the wrist.
Give him credit
away.
For trying. Didn't work out. So the count is 1-2, a runner on second. And here comes the pitch from Sago. She winds, fires down the middle, swung on and missed, and that will be a strikeout for Meinerschagen, the first out of the inning.
And Barton trying to snag third in the middle of all of that. They had to actually chase her back to the bag. Well, there's the aggressive.
I'm telling you, Coach Wright told me before the game, they will be aggressive. You don't have to worry about that. So that will bring up Tristan Martin. The right fielder.
The big, big start of the rally early on.
She's reached twice on errors, and she flew out. First pitch is a strike, and believe it or not, they give up third base to Barton. She gets another stolen base, her third of the game.
And now Sago directing traffic on the defensive side. She just can't allow anything deep in the outfield now.
So here comes Sago. Winds, fires this ball, lifted into shallow center field. And the catch is made by the second baseman. Barton's going for home. Here comes the throw. We're going to have a play, and she's going to score. And that will be the end of the game on a sacrifice fly from Tristan Martin. That will score Erica Barton after stealing two bases, reaching the third base. And West County will get the win 7-2-6. And they now jump to the head of the MAAA Conference. We'll have your post-game show coming up next. You're listening to MAAA Softball on AM 800 KREI.
Pharmex Pharmacy is the destination for all your immunizations. We're gearing up for the vaccination season and are stocked up and ready for you. Pharmex Pharmacy offers flu shots, shingles vaccines, Prevnar 13, which helps to prevent pneumonia, and many more. Visit Pharmex Pharmacy in Potosi, Ledington, Bonterre, Imperial, and our newest location in Festus. You can also find us online at pharmex-rx.com. Pharmex Pharmacy, service the way it should be.
Spring into a new career during the SpringMonster.com Daily Journal J98 Career Fair, Wednesday, April 19th at Mineral Area College, Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. There are serious opportunities for serious seekers. Meet with prospective employers face-to-face in one convenient location. They'll be taking resumes and answering your questions. Dress for success and attend the 2016 Monster.com Daily Journal J98 Spring Career Fair on Wednesday, April 19th, sponsored by ODAC.
You love to shop at Patsy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are spring cleaning. Right now, everything, I mean absolutely everything in stock from the warehouse to the showroom floor is 15% off the already marked down price. Also, get 24 months financing with 0% interest.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Friday will be a good one on the KREI Morning Show. Hi, Louie is on the radio for Super Talk AM 800. Going to start your day right after Missouri Network News at 5:55 and ABC News at 6 o'clock with a good weekend forecast. Chad will have news and sports at 8:20. We go to Jefferson City to visit with State Senator Gary Romine. After that, you'll hear from the St. Francis County Commissioners. It's live, it's local, it's 6 to 9 Friday on the Morning Show here on the Talk of the Parkland Super Talk Radio, AM 800 KREI.
Welcome back on AM 800 KREI as West County was able to top Bismarck 7-6 in a comeback victory, jumping them to the front of the MAAA conference. Let's recap the game. Bismarck came out early and strong. West County was able to give up some bases on walks and hit by his pitch, and Bismarck was able to drive them home. They started out and it was 5-0 after two innings, but after that, Ricky Lynn Wright was dialed in and only allowed one more run to cross the plate, giving six runs to Bismarck. And it was the opposite for West County. They struggled at the beginning, but then in the third inning, they were able to get one run. Fourth inning, they notched another run where Tristan Martin was able to score. And then in the fifth, they scored two runs. In the sixth, they scored two. And then they ended the game in the seventh with a sacrifice fly from Tristan Martin that scored Barton, who had three stolen bases on the day. She had a single to lead off the seventh inning, stole second, stole third, sac fly hit just past the second base and caught, throw at home, not in time, and West County was able to pull out a 7-6 victory. So that is your scoring recap of the game, and we will continue our post-game show coming up on AM 800 KREI.
You can lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox for only $95 a month. That's right, $95 a month, only at Safe Aw GM Country. Or how about a new 2017 GMC Terrain for just $99 a month, or a 2017 Chevy Cruze for $119 a month. These Safe Aw deals are based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile lease with approved credit. And if you're interested in buying a new 2017 GMC Sierra, get 16% off right now. That's over a $10,000 savings. Family-owned, customer-friendly, everyone leaves happy at Safe Aw GM Country. I-55 at the Herculaneum Exit.
Friday will be a good one on the KREI Morning Show. Hi, Louie is on the radio for Super Talk AM 800. Going to start your day right after Missouri Network News at 5:55 and ABC News at 6 o'clock with a good weekend forecast. Chad will have news and sports at 8:20. We go to Jefferson City to visit with State Senator Gary Romine. After that, you'll hear from the St. Francis County Commissioners. It's live, it's local, it's 6 to 9 Friday on the Morning Show here on the Talk of the Parkland Super Talk Radio, AM 800 KREI.
You can lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox for only $95 a month. That's right, $95 a month, only at Safe Aw GM Country. Or how about a new 2017 GMC Terrain for just $99 a month, or a 2017 Chevy Cruze for $119 a month. These Safe Aw deals are based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile lease with approved credit. And if you're interested in buying a new 2017 GMC Sierra, get 16% off right now. That's over a $10,000 savings. Family-owned, customer-friendly, everyone leaves happy at Safe Aw GM Country. I-55 at the Herculaneum Exit.
Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We know you're thinking about summertime and opening up your pool. At Home Pools and Spas, we can help. All this week, get all Pool Life and Baquacil chemical products for 20% off. It's the perfect way to start off pool season with discounts on chemicals. We will be happy to open your pool for you and service it all year if you like. Find us on the Outer Service Road south of the Ludington exit or call 431-7727. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
And welcome back to AM 800 KREI. Kevin Cuse along with Greg Armbruster out at West County Softball Field, home of the Lady Bulldogs, as they get a come-from-behind 7-6 victory. And Greg, I'd like to get your thoughts, but first I'm going to read off some of the sponsors. We're going to thank Fleegs Equipment at St. Genevieve and Ledington, Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve and Perryville, New Era Bank of Farmington, Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, Irondale, Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, and Mineral Area College in Park Hills. Now, Greg, you said it early in their day. The word of the day, other than frame, was clutch. And West County just came up clutch in the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I've seen all too often, and you start to feel it. And then this one, they didn't help themselves early on at all. Some defensive miscues accompanied with Bismarck stringing together a couple of base hits back-to-back-to-back-to-back and put West County in a big hole early on, but they never really showed signs of frustration. I mean, you saw maybe a little bit from Ricky Lynn Wright for a fraction of a second. That was right before she came back with a strikeout. So you really saw the resilience, the been here, done that mentality of West County today, and they proved to be clutch once again.
Wright will finish the game with six strikeouts. And you're right, Greg, because when you look, the first run was scored on a hit by pitch. The second run scored for Bismarck was a walk. The third run score was a walk. They finally, Bismarck had a run hit by a double, but then the next run, a hit by pitch. So West County really dug themselves in the hole, but then they were able to dig themselves out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to give credit to them responding to the adversity they faced early on and turning the tables around nearly 100%. It seemed like the things that were plaguing West County early in this game, they had corrected by the end of it, and those issues had then shifted to Bismarck, and we saw a couple of free bases given up towards the end of that as well, and those free bases proved to be the difference.
On the other side, a tough break for Alyssa Sago, looking for her first win over West County, the future MAC Cardinal. She finished with 8 strikeouts on the day. What do you think of Alyssa Sago?
Very impressive. As advertised, you know, when you made a pretty good reference early on, she's not one that's going to really throw the best fastball or the nastiest curveball, but she's going to put it where she wants to. When she has the opportunity to locate or is in a situation where she is obligated to locate, she came through time and time again in this game, and Mac, very, very talented athlete coming your way next season.
And we would be remiss if we didn't mention Erica Barton for West County, who came up huge for the Lady Bulldogs. She finished 4-for-4 with 3 singles and a double, scored 2 runs, and had 3 stolen bases on the day. So congratulations to Erica Barton. We are going to take a break, and we'll be back shortly on AM 800 KREI.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
One of the common changes in our eyes as we age, floaters and flashes. While quite common, these too can be signs of retinal detachment, which is a very serious problem. Call Precision Eye Care right away if you notice a lot of new floaters. If you have lots of flashes, a shadow appears in your peripheral vision, or a gray curtain covers part of your vision. Precision Eye Care in Farmington, the largest eye health care clinic in southeast Missouri. 3 physicians, board certified, with a staff of 25. See the difference. Close to home. Precision Eye Care.
Talk about a no-brainer? It's our no-brainer Art Catch sales event at Tim Surdyke Street Track and Trail. We have rebates and financing you've been looking for, so your decision is a real no-brainer. Hi, this is Mater. Right now, you get 0% for 60 months or rebates up to $4,500 on our remaining lineup of 2015 and 16 Art Cats. But our supply is very limited, so you must act fast to get these remaining models at 0% for 5 full years or rebates up to $4,500. Check out an Arctic Cat Wildcat Sport Limited, or how about an Arctic Cat XC450 or even a 500 model, all with big rebates, a great Surdyke deal, and all with 0% financing. And if you want both low financing and a big rebate on your new Arctic Cat, we can get you financed for as low as 3.9% and add a rebate up to $4,500. Now that is a no-brainer. What are you waiting for? Get your branding gear and head to Tim Surdyke Street Track and Trail, next to the Harley store on Highway 67 south of Festus. Like us on Facebook and go to tsurdykestt.com for all the details.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI. Kevin Cuse along with Greg Armbruster. We are out at West County, home of the Lady Bulldogs, as they get a come from behind victory 7-6. And they get a sacrifice fly from Tristan Martin to push home Erica Barton in the bottom of the seventh. Now, Greg, the best thing about this, and we talked about it in pregame, is that this game was excellent, but it probably won't be the only one.
Yeah, I imagine these two teams are going to be sick of each other by the end of this season. Two teams that coming into today combined for one loss. The one loss was at West County's record coming in, handing the first loss of the season to Bismarck today due to the West County Lady Bulldogs. So these two teams sitting atop of the MAAA coming into today, and the MAAA very, very tightly contested. These two have risen to the top early on, and I imagine it's going to come down to a handful of teams grinding their way through the season like what we saw today. You saw the perfect style of MAAA baseball and softball today. I mean, it's really every run is going to prove costly, especially like what we saw today, giving up a couple of bases and really manufacturing and grinding things out. It's the MAAA.
Yeah, both coaches before the game said that this is a possible district championship matchup, a possible conference championship matchup, and they both knew this was going to be a big test coming in, and West County has got to be very happy. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, C.J. Wright, on AM 800 KREI.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
And welcome back behind the backstop at West County High School in Franklin as we are closing out the MAAA softball contest between Bismarck and West County that saw the Lady Dogs walk it off in style. 7-6, the final score. And headed our way right now, the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, C.J. Wright, is trending towards our broadcast booth at West County High School. So we'll slap a headset on him and see if we can't track down one of the West County athletes as well on our AM 800 KREI post game. And as we hand a headset off to Coach C.J. Wright, and we've got a player trending our way as well. So head coach C.J. Wright throwing on a headset. If I ever had to put a characteristic on a team that you coach, it would be clutch, and you guys did it again today. How do you stay composed? What did it look like from the dugout?
You know, there's times I even lose my composure. The girls do, and you got to talk yourself through it. In each meeting that we meet between innings, out there, just outside the dugout, I'm just telling the girls we just got to calm down, focus. The moments, don't let the moment be bigger than us, and just go up there and do what we work on every day in practice, and it seems to work. And, you know, there's no magic to it. Just try to give the girls encouraging words and work hard.
And it's something that you had talked to us about leading up to today was – let's be aggressive on the base pass. You were very aggressive today and very effective.
Yeah, we were aggressive. Sometimes maybe a little over-aggressive, but that's our style of game. You know, got a little different team this year, and, you know, I love being aggressive on the bases. We may not have the speed to be as aggressive that I want to be this year, but, you know, in games like this, you can't go away from what works for you.
When you're down 6-4 late in the game, what do you tell the team in the dugout? Was there any certain change, or was it just stick to your guns?
You know, I just told them there that before the sixth inning, I said, girls, you know, we have 4- or 5-run innings daily. You know, every game we play, we can have 4- or 5-run innings, a big inning. It all takes is the first girl to get on base. And, you know, I don't know if we had the leadoff girl on base one time today, but the second and the third girl really stepped it up in the innings. You know, just gritty team, a lot of heart. You know, I'm super proud of the girls, just extremely, extremely proud of them for the grit and the effort they put out. I mean, every girl, I think, is leaving dirty, and some of them are bleeding a little bit.
You talked about leading up to this game, you didn't put a whole lot of emphasis on really focusing on this being a conference game or the impact it may have. Now you sit atop the conference, maybe a little emphasis there?
You know, I don't put a lot in the first game. Just, I mean, it's important to go out and get it. But we're going to play them one more time next Friday, and then we're going to play them probably in the conference finals, and then we're going to play them probably in the district finals. So the first game of a four-game series usually isn't that important. So it's a small victory, but yet a big victory too. You always want to try to get that one, but it's not the end of the world if you don't.
Talk to me about the production from the middle of the order today. I mean, really, when you needed it, it seemed like regardless of who it was, somebody was coming through. But really, I'd say the lady that's going to join us coming up here in just a moment, really, really big day today.
Yeah, she's an outstanding player, great player. Monterey College is going to get a fantastic hitter in her, and just a great ball player. Knows everything that's going on. She could coach the team. Just the fact of the matter, she knows the game so well. Luckily, she's the one standing on third base at the end. I didn't even have to tell her to get back and tag up. Of course, I did, but she was already standing there. She was going. I probably couldn't have held her up if I'd had reins on her.
So when you see her touch home plate safe and you get the win, how was that?
You know, elated. It's, you know, you're involved in that game so much, and I put all my heart and strength into calling pitches and watching defense and trying to line the defense up. I want us at every pitch to be at an advantage over the other team. That's my goal as a coach, is to every pitch have an advantage over the next team. So I kind of stress my stuff out over that stuff at times, but you know, when it's a close game like that, you're not really thinking of the score. You're just thinking what you got to do this inning. And when it's all over with, you know, all that emotion that you coach with, the whole game comes out. And I don't know if you see me, but I sure did. I was probably 2 or 3 feet off the ground, probably the highest vertical I've ever had.
Looked like Ray Lewis coming out for the start of the game.
Once again, the head coach of the West County softball team, Coach CJ Wright. Congrats on the win, and thanks for joining us on post game.
Thanks very much for covering us. Had a ball today.
Thank you. We'll come back in 1 minute, and our post-game show will continue. We'll have a special guest joining us in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, and he's hopping all over MyMoInfo.com. Go to our website and start looking. When you find him, click on the icon, and you can register to win an Easter basket full of goodies, courtesy of Washington County Farm Supply in Belgrade, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre, New Heights Church in Farmington, and Trattoria Giuseppe Italian Restaurant in Otto. Go to MyMoInfo.com right now and start searching for the Easter Bunny. You're registered to win. We'll draw from all registrants on April 14th and give one lucky person the Easter basket full of goodies.
On the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KREI, joined by Von Carriker of Manley Carriker and Carriker PC.
And we come back behind the backstop following the West County Lady Bulldogs walk-off winner over Bismarck to claim the top spot in the MAAA Conference. And coming into today with a .690 batting average that's going to climb a little bit higher, Erica Barton, number 88 for West County, joining us on the postgame. You had a wonderful day, a masterful day. Early on, things don't go well. You find your team down a little bit. What are you guys thinking from there?
From that point, it's a 5-0 Bismarck lead. But you got to say the game's 0-0 and play like you're even at the score.
So when you're at the plate and you're facing a pitcher, a pretty solid pitcher like Alyssa Sago, future teammate there as well, she was locked in early on. You find yourself guys down, but you're able to grind out at-bats, grind out runs, lengthen innings. Is there anything that you saw that she was doing in particular that you guys adjusted to?
Well, with me, I realized she would pitch me a changeup the first pitch, so I'd lay back, because I knew what was coming next. You just really have to adjust to what she pitched before, to what's coming up, and how she pitched to others. You just have to pay attention.
Is that something that you start to pick up and kind of spread that information throughout the team a little bit?
Yeah, you walk back to the dugout after in a bat, and you're like, hey, ladies, watch for this or watch for that. You just want to boost them up and get them ready for what's up ahead.
Now, tied at six, on the base pass, it seemed like you're out there just stealing bag after bag after bag. You tell us just a moment ago, it's not really my style. So what were you seeing out there? Was it just something that they were kind of letting you go?
It wasn't that. It's just you want the win so bad that you just have to do what you got to do to get that last run on the board so you can get the W for the books.
So to follow that up, you walk off today. You get the 7-6 conference game today. How sweet was that?
It's a great feeling. I'm proud of not only my team but the coaches too, because they did a great job today coaching us.
Now, this the name across the chest, West County. Over the past couple of years, it's a team that's played deep into the postseason, a team that has many come from behind victories, highlight reels. What's it like to continue that tradition?
It's amazing, because you have some good players come in, you have a lot go. Like, this is my senior year, we have a lot of great seniors leaving, but you have to have faith in the lower classmen to come up and take your spot and do even better than what we did.
So you talk about kind of carrying the torch a little bit. It seems like Coach Wright, as far as his personality, up at a 10, off the charts all the time. Do you find you have to be the balance sometimes?
Sometimes,
yes. A little bit from time to time. It seemed like today when you touched home plate, he might have been the most excited individual out there. Do you find his spirit to be contagious?
It is, because he's a great guy. He really don't show emotion on certain things. But when you see him jumping and screaming, you know it's a good day.
So what's it like, just you're out in left field after the win? What's the feeling of the team?
Incredible. Just good vibes all the way around.
How long do you get to appreciate something like this with the spring softball season, the whole first part of it being rained out? I mean, how much can you really soak it in, or is it already turned the page to the next team?
We got a four-day weekend.
There
I'm
you go.
To really soaking it in then.
My last question, are you going to Easter egg hunt?
No, sir. I'll be there watching the Little
League. Yeah, all right. Say, enough running on the base pass today?
Yes.
Well, it's again the senior for West County, the game-winning run today. Erica Barton joining us. Erica, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next season at MAC. We'll step aside for 30 seconds, and when we return, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bismarck softball team. Coach Haggerty puts on a headset in 30 seconds on KREI.
Get ready for spring and save on stylish new flooring. From now through May 15th, Hopkins Floor Company is offering $1,000 in savings and 24 months special financing on select Shaw floors. Visit Hopkins Floor Company today on Highway 67 south of Festus, and like Hopkins Floor Company on Facebook for more information on Shaw's 50th anniversary sale.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Coach of the Bismarck softball team, Coach Josh Haggerty, joins us. Coach, things trend well for about the first half and the second half of the game. It seemed like the table started to turn a little bit, but MAAA softball at its finest today.
Yes, it was. Two good teams here. You know, the history behind these two teams, the competition, the rivalry just goes to show, you know, it proved itself again today.
So this game early on, Alyssa was locked in. She was clipping the corners, painting the black. And it seemed like West County kind of just would step out, kind of throw off the rhythm, sit back and wait for the off speed. What were you trying to do to counter all that?
You know, Alyssa, she, like you said, she was hitting everything to begin with. And then after that, I think we just didn't quite make some of the adjustments that we needed to make. She went more to the off speed, I believe, a little bit, and they were kind of sort of looking for that. Not maybe going up to the high stuff a little bit. She's got that rise ball that does her well. Just wasn't hitting those spots with the rise ball. But again, here's West County. They just kind of started really catching up. Lissa throws well, and then they were just catching up with her.
It seemed like the defense for both sides stay a little bit off the mark. Tough year this year with as much rain as we've had early on. How have you guys been able to practice at all?
It's tough. It really is. You know, because you can only – you can't mimic the field in the gym. You know, that's kind of what we have to try to do. But, you know, no matter what you do, ground balls on the gym floor just is not the same as a ground ball on the infield. And then, of course, you put them into a pressure situation, game situation, and it was tough, especially for the young players.
Now, a silver lining to all of this, you're there at the end, you're right on the doorstep, you're doing this on the road, on their field, on their turf. Still got another one coming up. Well, are you going to take the same approach? What did you take away from today's game?
You know, we took away actually just the experience. The experience of actually of playing a team that of their caliber. You know, we've played a few games. You know, gosh, we're at this point in the season, we've only played five games before coming into this. And, you know, and this great caliber team. So we're just going to kind of take the same approach. We know what we got to do. We got to make the plays. It's real simple. You know, we've got to make the plays. And especially in those key situations, come towards the end of the game, you just got to gotta make the plays and get out of the innings.
Now, you talk about having a pretty youthful team coming in this year. The experience at the plate, you really couldn't tell from the order today. It seemed like everybody had settled in and was pretty confident moving forward. So with the anticipation of a very clogged back half of the schedule, how do you find the time to refine the fundamentals?
You know, it's going to be tough. We just have to take advantage of every time that we can get together. Just really focusing on those fundamentals, no matter how boring that they may seem to be. But, you know, that's the stuff that's going to win us games. Like you said, up and down the order, we made contact with the ball with one of the better pitchers, probably one of the best pitchers in the conference, you know, here. And, you know, so that's definitely a boost of our confidence there. But now we've just got to really focus on the fundamentals. It's just a simple game.
So moving forward, I know the team probably not feeling the best after falling today. What are you talking to the team about after the game, about moving forward?
You know, I've told them many, many times, before game, after game, West County, this is the first of many times that we will see West County. We know we got them again next week at our place. Historically, and, you know, it kind of looks like conference, we'll see him again in conference tournament. We'll see him again probably in district tournament. So, you know, if it goes the way it has been the past few years, we'll see him at least three more times. So, you know, this is nothing. This is kind of a learning experience for us. We know what to expect. It kind of helped us build some confidence, and now we know what's got to work on.
So we'll call this chapter one.
Chapter one.
Once again, the head coach of the Bismarck softball team, Coach Josh Haggerty. Coach, put on a good show for us, so I appreciate that, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you much.
That'll wrap it up for us today. I want to say thank you to Kevin Hughes as my broadcast partner today. Big shout-out to Mr. Mattingly and Mr. Wynn, our engineers, back at the studio today. And a thank you to John Simile, the athletic director, for hosting us today. And a big thank you to C.J. Wright and Erica Barton of West County and Josh Haggerty for the Bismarck softball team. I'm Greg Armbruster. Till next time, you be good, or at least try and be good at it. We'll see you.